attack, which involved two Japanese, reminded us once again of the cruel and inhuman nature of terrorism. Witnessing an increasing number of horrendous acts of terrorism and having several Japanese victimized last year, the government of Japan has reconfirmed its determination to fight against terrorism in cooperation with the international community. We should particularly prevent violent extremism, which terrorist groups such as Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram plot to infiltrate throughout the world. I firmly believe that violent extremism has nothing to do with the religion, which is peaceful, tolerant, and generous. Mr. Chair, the government of Japan welcomes and supports the Secretary General's plan of action to prevent violent extremism. We believe that it provides a solid global normative framework for advancing our efforts to address violent extremism. We would above all support an all-of-society approach involving non-governmental actors such as youth, women, and religious leaders who are instrumental in implementing effective measures. We would also welcome an all-of-UN approach to supporting national, regional, global efforts to prevent violent extremism and encourage UN entities to coordinate and collaborate with each other and with external partners to maximize the impact of their work. In this regard, we consider that appropriate adjustment of the UN current structures is needed to address effectively the challenges posed by today's terrorism and violent extremism. Japan has been cooperating with the UN and its entities in fighting against violent extremism. In particular, Japan has been funding projects conducted by UNODC in the Middle East and North Africa. For example, later this month, we will organize an international conference on prevention of violent extremism at the Hedaya in Abu Dhabi. In addition to our contribution to the UN, we have recently decided to provide $1.5 million to the Global Community Engagement Resilient Fund based here in Geneva in order to support local community-based initiatives against violent extremism. Japan has also conducted a number of projects relating to countering violent extremism in cooperation with Asian countries, ASEAN countries, through the Japan-ASEAN Integration Fund. While we have supported a number of projects dedicated to countering terrorism and violent extremism, we would highly value the recommendation put forward by the action plan with regard to mobilizing resources. We agree that we can create synergies in our resource allocations based on the interdependence of political, social, economic drivers of violent extremism. Japan, which has been contributing to the socio-economic development of other countries for many years, can certainly help address some drivers of violent extremism, such as lack of socio-economic opportunities. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.